Good morning. This is Air Talk here on 89.3 KPCC or streaming on the KPCC app or kpcc.org or on your smart speaker as well. I'm Kyle Stokes in today for Larry Mantle, who has the week off. So I am the first in a rotating carousel, a fun fair of KPCC reporters who will sit in the chair for this week. I'm excited to spend the day with you, and I hope you had a good weekend. This week, a new academic year is beginning. Hard to believe, in a few public school districts in Southern California, high schools in Santa Clarita, classes in Arcadia, Downey, and South Pasadena are starting up. And of course, they're all starting in online-only mode amid the COVID-19 crisis. State rules say schools in Southern California can't reopen physical classrooms yet. That is, unless they file a waiver. Later this hour, we look at the schools that are seeking special permission to reopen and the equity dilemma created if most of those waivers end up going to affluent or private schools while other campuses remain closed. But first, this hour, we wanted to check in with the second largest school district in Orange County, Santa Ana Unified, on what they're doing to prepare for a new year in distance learning mode. The superintendent is Jerry Almendarez, and he joins us now. Superintendent, thank you so much for taking the time.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
So you had planned to start classes this week, which is sort of why we wanted to have you on this week. But then we found out you'd actually bumped your start date back to next week, August 17th. What was behind that decision?
Well, I think once the decision was made to go complete distant learning, we wanted to take the first week of school and make sure that we provide all of our staff an opportunity to wrap their head around the curriculum strictly related to the distance learning and the schedule. Originally, it was a hybrid model. We were offering options, but as the numbers started to increase in the city, we made the shift and wanted to make sure that our teachers were comfortable enough with the wrapping their heads around the curriculum and what the expectations were for the coming year.
Right. I believe your district came out in mid-July with the plan to open in hybrid learning mode, along with many other Orange County districts, including some neighboring districts that had wanted to give parents the option to go in person. Is that plan still active? It's still live? It's still there, but just sort of on the shelf for now?
Yes. I mean, ideally, we want to get kids back into classrooms and for that face-to-face instruction, but the health environment right now is just not allowing us to do that.
So I just want to flag to listeners, if you have questions for Santa Ana Unified Superintendent Jerry Almendarez, just give us a quick call, 866-893-KPCC. We can relay them to the superintendent. You can also weigh in on the AirTalk page at kpcc.org. Superintendent, with the week delay, you talk about trying to get your head around the new challenge of going into online learning mode. Your district's teachers union put out an update suggesting that administrators that your team wanted to potentially delay the resumption of classes for as many as 3 weeks, perhaps waiting until the end of August to start classes. Is that so? And is there concern that you might be sort of rushing into the new year?
No, I think we wanted to make sure that we, everybody had a comfort level that they were good with. I believe there were talks, and obviously we have to negotiate the delay of the start time. But I think that may have been part of the original talks, but we landed on a place that we're all comfortable with, and I think the week is enough time for everybody to have their input and their questions answered.
Right. And according to the agreement, there's time set aside for training, professional development for teachers in those first few, in the what was going to be the first part of the school year, but now with the delay, the start of classes in Santa Ana Unified on August 17th. Now, I want to move along to what the school day is going to look like at that time. So what is it going to be like? Is there going to be a schedule? Who is determining what that schedule looks like? I mean, how are students going to experience the start to this new year?
Yeah, so there is a schedule, and there's a schedule for each level. And students have a portion of their day where they will be logged in with their classroom teacher and providing that instruction for a number of hours, and then they'll have time on their own to continue that learning on their own.
How much time should students be expecting? I know that this can get technical with the different levels, but how much time should students be expecting to spend on Zoom or other video conferencing apps?
Yeah, approximately between 3 to 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That seems like that's, I'm just, I said wow because I spent last week covering the LA Unified plan, and they have, I think they cap out at 180 minutes is the top amount of time spent for students. And most students are spending more like 90 minutes a day online. So was there, it seems like live instruction is a pretty core part of your philosophy in well, how the schedule goes together.
I'll give you an example. Like at our secondary schools on Monday, the sessions will be, students will be participating in periods 1 through 3. And then on Tuesday, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So, you know, we have to make sure that we don't, because you can get occupied and you can get overwhelmed with, you know, just this constant, as we've all experienced, time online. So we're trying to give kids, there will be breaks involved throughout the day. There will be lunches involved, and so it won't be a straight 3 hours altogether.
Right. Just again to tell listeners, if you want to weigh in with a question, we can relay it to the superintendent, Jerry Almendarez of the Santa Ana Unified School District, which is starting classes next week. It's 866-893-KPCC. That's 866-893-5722. On the AirTalk page at kpcc.org. You can tweet us as well at AirTalk, at KPCC. We can pass those questions along. And the superintendent, we're talking about this live online instruction, and I've been curious to see how there's become a sort of default assumption, you know, in my observations as an education reporter, that there are certain groups of parents who believe that it sort of take it as a given that live online instruction is better than other forms of, I guess, you know, asynchronous instruction as the technical term for it. Anything that's would count as distance learning, but without sort of live interaction, live feedback from a teacher. Do you think that live instruction is better? I'm curious to have you weigh in with your thoughts on that.
You know, I think yes, I think the ideal would be to have live instruction face to face. It allows for social interaction, social engagement with other individuals. It builds that sense of community. It's a little bit harder when you do it remotely and at a distance. But I think the best way to educate would be a face-to-face.
Right. And I think I was trying to get at not just the face-to-face. I think I agree with you that a lot of teachers and you know, everyone would prefer to be in person. But I think with the difference between if distance learning is the only option, what is the, you know, is it better for while you're in distance learning mode, to have live instruction where you have a Zoom call with a teacher? Is that the best mode of instruction and handling distance learning? Or is it better to give students the ability to log in and get their lessons on their own time at their own pace, you know, with more like recorded lessons or other forms of instruction? I'm just curious.
I would say a combination of live and recorded. So, you know, students learn in different ways, and some students need to have that interaction and have questions answered and responses, you know, hear other responses. And then some students work very good independently and are able to go back. And if a lesson is being recorded, then they have the ability to go back and review those lessons to get their questions answered as well. So it depends on the learning style of the student and the teacher. Actually, we have teachers that have opportunities for students to engage in their settings at home. And then we have opportunities, we have teachers that provide opportunities for students to engage among themselves. They're having breakout rooms as they go through their day, allowing students to break out into rooms and collaborate and then come back as a whole class. So it's a combination.
getting access to all of this sort of requires technology. I was interested to see more than 11,000 Santa Ana Unified parents submitted surveys. About 30% of them said they needed help accessing the internet to allow their children to learn from home. About a third reported that they were concerned about having enough tech support to make sure that distance learning went smoothly. What is your district doing to help these students and these families?
Well, we're doing everything we can do. We've set up some hotlines. We've purchased additional hotspots and additional Chromebooks. As we identify those families, those students that need those resources, then by all means, we're going to do our best to get them access to those. We're also working with city officials and our state legislatures and our congressmen, our national representatives, to help push legislation that will hopefully provide internet for everybody, as opposed to having to a permanent solution, as opposed to having the hotspots.
Right. What kinds of device distribution, for those who might not be familiar with what you might have done, is every student in Santa Ana Unified now equipped with a laptop or a device?
Yes, they should be. Now, we have some that are new to our district, or we have some that have changed levels. So, and we did have students turn in as they were leaving. So, but every student should have a device. And like I said before, if they don't, then if they can make us aware of those families can make us aware of that, then we will do our best to make sure that they have the resources they need to begin the school year.
You mentioned universal internet. I'm just struck by the fact that 80% of Santa Ana Unified students, I believe is the figure, are low income. They're on free and reduced lunch. About 36% of your students are English learners. They're still not working towards proficiency in English. And I'm curious to know how this digital divide has sort of added to the challenge of handling this whole situation, this whole crisis going back to mid-March.
Yeah, and that's a challenge, and that's been a concern. And one of the reasons it is because if the primary language is Spanish at home, and then it could be challenging for parents to help their kids with their learning activities. But we do have a number of community partners that have provided overwhelming support to us that we work very closely with, in addition to the internal staff that we have here that are working with our community partners as well. So parents have plenty of opportunities. We have opportunities where we pull parents and have parent training sessions. We have parent forums. I know the school sites are also holding parent nights. So we're communicating as much as we possibly can, making our parents aware of the additional resources that are available and in Spanish, English, and other languages that are necessary.
So I want to switch topics just a little bit to ask. The state this year has added some expectations on schools as they handle distance learning. I mean, I think last March, everyone was in crisis mode, and I think everybody was grateful that there was some instruction, any instruction at all, to an extent. But now there's a requirement that students will be, have daily attendance taken. Their teachers will be taking the daily attendance, and students have to show up every single day. And teachers also have to document the minutes of instruction that students are receiving, whether it's live or otherwise. Are those requirements doable and realistic? It sounds to me like a bureaucratic headache.
Well, they are. I mean, to the best of our ability, we're going to comply with them. And, depending on the student information systems that we have, it creates certain challenges. But to the best of our ability, we are required to comply with the continuity plan, and we plan on doing that. Providing as much data to the state and to the district to help us make decisions as well. So if there are gaps in the services that we provide, I believe this oversight will allow us to identify those gaps.
You mentioned challenges in implementation. What are those challenges in implementing the requirements of this new law?
Well, if students don't log on, then we have to look for them. We have to physically go to the locations that we, that they're at and knock on doors and find out why they're not logging on or what those issues are. Do they need the proper resources? And, we won't know that until the teachers actually begin to provide that instruction.
Right.
The other things is the age of the devices. We're a large district, so how new are these devices. We do have upgrades and recycling. We purchase devices every year to replenish those, but sometimes there are some that we're, you know, that we miss, and we have to make sure that we provide those appropriate devices as well as the hotspots too.
We're talking with Superintendent Jerry Almendarez of Santa Ana Unified, the second largest school district in Orange County. I want to, before I let you go, Superintendent, ask that the members of the Orange County Board of Education, as you know, have been pushing really hard for schools to reopen. They recently voted to launch legal action to overturn state orders that are keeping campuses closed. I bring this up mostly because I'm just curious, because at least one school district that neighbors yours had wanted to give parents the option of sending kids to school full time. And I'm curious if there is pressure that's being put on Santa Ana Unified, either by, you know, for example, the county board with the guidelines that they put out, or from just neighboring school districts that are inclined to move toward reopening. Does that put pressure on Santa Ana Unified to more quickly reopen campuses?
No, absolutely not. We're focused on our city, and we're focused on the COVID rates and the safety of our staff and our community and our students. And that's really determining the decisions that we make in our district, working closely with a number of community organizations that are focused on health and making the public aware of, you know, COVID. And those are the reasons why we're making the decisions that we're making.
Obviously, the state health order sort of precludes any discussion of reopening in Orange County for the most part. We'll talk about waivers in just a moment. But I'm, you know, the overriding order is that schools can't open until, you know, for example, Orange County is off the watch list. I'm curious, though, about those waivers and about the potential for private schools to reopen. Does that put pressure as well, or does that create an equity problem for Santa Ana Unified?
Well, you know, I think it does create an equity problem. It does not put pressure on the decisions that we make, again, because we're making our decisions with people's safety in mind. Once we get this disease under control, this virus under control, and we can safely open up our schools and provide a safe environment for our employees, our staff, our students, then we will open up. And the plan would be to slowly transition into a hybrid model and then monitor that for a period of time. And then as we get a grip on the hybrid and we feel comfortable with the environment, then we can increase that to hopefully an entire face-to-face and get back to normal as quickly as possible.
What's the equity concern around private schools reopening? Is it that students might leave from Santa Ana Unified to go to area private schools? I'm just curious to know.
I'm not worried about that. I think the equity issue comes when you have students that don't have the resources that maybe other families do in surrounding areas and don't have the opportunity to actually engage in the instruction that they could benefit if they were face-to-face.
Superintendent Jerry Almendarez of Santa Ana Unified, the second largest school district in Orange County, want to thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
And wish you the best of luck to the coming school year. We're going to pick up right where he left off and talk about the potential for opening some schools on a waiver, a case-by-case basis, if they can submit a successful plan to county health officials. Right back after a short break on Air Talk.